Menschen, naja, gut geschmiedete Schüsse oder Zerber, die Rosh Yeshiva, zwei Schiuri, die Schüsse, die Rech, der Kohen, der Deutsch, der Schuss, כל הנכבר הזה בשביל סוד הבוחרים. ואולי שמחה את זה. שים בוחרים. בצד של ברן, בצד של אמבישן. And it's not just those who finish, but anyone that can go into the Beis Medrash or the Mechina and see that the fire that permeates the whole Mechina. What a schus that we have such bachar in our times. At a time when the world is so full of tumen, so full of selfishness. At a time like that, you have bachrim, or tumen of bachrim, sit and learn Tevet, we want to grow, we want to steig. What a schus it is for Klal Yisrael. And what a pride it is that a member of Klal Yisrael has such young men like you. Yosium is even a woman going. A remez, the fact that those who didn't participate in the Siyum can join in the Simcha of the Siyum together with those who did make the Siyum. And the remez is in the word Siyum, the letter Samach Yud Vov Men. And every letter has an open part that you pronounce, and there's a hidden part that you don't pronounce, but it's the name of the letter. Let's say Samach. The open part of the Samach is the sound, the beginning of the Samach, which is the sound S. The hidden part is the Mem Chof. Samach is written Samach, Mem Chof. So the hidden part you don't pronounce, but it's part of the letter. So all four letters have an open part and a hidden part. Sim, Samach, the hidden part is Mem Chof. Yud, the pronounced part is Yud, and the hidden part is Vov Dalet. Vov, the open part is Vov, the hidden part is an also Vov, and Mem, the open part is a Mem, the hidden part is a Mem. So the Gematria, these are the four letters in the alphabet, where the hidden part, the Gematria equals the open part. Samach, the Gematria is 60, and the hidden part, Mem Chof, is also 60. And Yud, the open part is Yud, and the hidden part, Vov and Dalet, is also 10. I mean, Yud is 10, the hidden part is also 10. And Vov, the open part is 6, the hidden part is 6. And Mem is the same thing, the open part is a Mem, 40, and the hidden part is a Mem, 40. So, the Goyim says the Remez, the hidden part, that means the part of the people that didn't actually finish the Siyum, but a part of the Yeshiva, part of the Kehila, where someone finishes the Siyum can also join in that Siyum, they have the same Simcha. Because we're all individual people, but our hidden part is all connected. All Jews are connected to the Neshama, it's the hidden part. So the hidden part of the Neshama, we're all connected when someone says the Siyum, and we can all celebrate the Siyum together. So someone told me an interesting insight into this. It is what the Vilna Gaon said. There are, of these four letters, two of them are repetitious. Vov and Mem, the hidden part is the same as the open part. And Vov and Mem. And Samach and Yud, the hidden part is different. It breaks down Samach into two different letters. Samach is broken down into Mem Chof. And Yud is broken down to Vov Dalet. So to tell you, there's two parts of learning. There's a Yud, and there's a Chazor that you have to have. So you have to learn, first of all, the Sechta, and then the Ma'ayan in it. That's the Samach, the open part. The hidden part is the Memchov, which is broken down. You have to learn it. The Yud, break it down into components. The same thing with Yud. And in Vov, you have the Chazor. The same thing, it's open, the same Sechta that you learned. You have to Vov, the hidden part is also another Vov. You have to go over it again. The Mem, you have to go over the Mem again. Two things, Yud, the key is these are two ways to declare the Torah. You have to learn the Yud, and you have to get the keys, you have to chazal a lot, you have to know a lot of ideas. One without the other, you can't be a Talmud Chacham. You have to have both aspects of the Torah, the Avone of the Torah and the keys of the Torah. They say that the Maisa, they say, Zavid Bengis used to finish Shas every year. But one day he called everybody together for a siyum. It was a public celebration of a siyum. He never made a public celebration of his siyumim. But one time he made a public celebration of a siyum. They asked him why. He said, because this is a special siyum. When people invite me to a bris to be a samdik, he says it never starts in time. It starts a half hour late. So I sit down and learn for a half hour. And that half hour of many, many brises that I had, I finish Shas. And I want everyone to know what you can do with a half hour. A half hour, if you learn it when you have a spare half hour, you finish Shas. I think this is also that type of seal. This is a seal that was made by people who use their spare time as it were. They have no spare time, but they use every moment they possibly could use to learn another few lines, another half omen of Gemara, another omen, until they finish all the Masechta, or they finish most of the Masechta. That's a special simcha, because it not only is a seal, but it also teaches everybody what you can do with your time if you use it well. If you run to the Beis Medrash and use your spare moments, how much you can accomplish if you want. The engine of all of this, of course, is the atmosphere of the yeshiva, but who creates the atmosphere of the yeshiva? That is a cook and the staff of the yeshiva, the rami and the yeshiva, with their model, serving as models, and what they say to the Talmidim, and their inspiration of the Talmudim that creates the engine behind it all. And they are really the hidden part behind this siyum. They deserve a tremendous yashukrech. Bochrin finished the siyum, and those who contributed to the siyum, like Rav Kook said, everyone in the yeshiva. You should use this occasion as a springboard to recognize that you can become a big Talmid Chacham, all of you. If you use your time well, if you chazal well, you can become a big Talmid Chacham. And the most vital need of Klal Yisrael is Talmid Chacham. You don't need Jewish doctors or lawyers or whoever it is, accountants. We need Talmid Chacham. We need you to grow to be Talmid Chacham. So there's a lot of Mesilas Nefesh in being Talmid Chacham. You have to decide to concentrate your life on it. But that is the greatest chesed you can do to Klal Yisrael. To become Talmid Chacham. And you can do it. If you can learn in yeshiva here in Mechina and accomplish what you accomplished, you can become big Talmid Chacham. You should continue in your derech, learn b'asmode, learn b'iyum, learn b'simcha, and continue growing and become the futsum and the sechum chutzah should become Talmid Chacham, and there will become a bitzei Torah v'rabim b'ez Hashem and b'kadosh Shem Shemayim, and to ultimately bring Mashiach to the world.